Okay, let's pick up from the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph from the Aleph towards the bottom. We're about three lines up from the bottom by the two dots, by the Tanurban at the very end of the line. What we just discussed was the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. When you have Reuben who digs the first nine tefachim of a pit, and Shimon who digs one more tefach to make it a ten tefach pit, so now this is a pit that has consequences in halacha. So who's responsible for bad things that happen as a result of this pit? So he said that according to the Chum, whether someone or something gets damaged or killed as a result of this pit by falling in, the last person is going to be responsible. But Rebbe said, no, that's not true. It depends. When it comes to Misa, when it comes to someone or something falling in and getting killed, so then we say that the last person, Shimon, is going to be the person responsible. But when we're dealing with Nezikin, then both of them are going to be responsible. So says the Gemara, Tanur Banan, Echad Achover Bar Asara, if you have one person who digs a pit of 10 tefachim, which means that he dug a full-fledged pit, a pit with halachic consequences, that this is the pit that you're liable for in the Torah. Uba achir v'yishlim l'chaf, and then another person comes and he completes it to make it 20 tefachim. Uba achir v'yishlim l'shloshim, and then another person comes and he completes it to make it 30 tefachim deep. Kulin chayavin. According to the Tanakam, according to the Chamim, they're all liable. For a minu, so I'll ask his steer though. Echelach over barasara, uba acher, v'siyed, v'kiyed. If one person digs a pit of 10 tefachim, and then another person comes along, and he is siyed, he, like from a lashon of sid is plasters, and kiyed, according to some, is maybe a lashon of decorating with plaster in some way, or it's like to cement, maybe it's related to the word kira. So when kira, which is like a stove or an oven that they might have made out of earthenware, so it might be related. A ba'ach v'siyed v'kiyed, another person comes and he plasters, he decorates with plaster. In other words, he does some sort of maybe sculpting on the inside. He adds plaster to the interior of the walls of the pit, which means that he narrows the cavity of the pit. So who's responsible in this case? Ha'achron chayv. The last one is chayv. So which one is it? According to the first brisa that we have, it says the first person, that one person digs 10 tefachim, next person makes it into 20, next person adds it, makes it into 30, they're all responsible. The second brisa says that if you have the first person digging a pit of 10 tefachim, then the second person comes and he narrows the pit, the second person is going to be responsible. So what's going on over here? So says the Gemara, Lema HaRabbi HaRabbanan. So let's suggest then that this one is Rebbe's opinion, this one is the Chama's opinion. In other words, when we say Chayavin, that they're all going to be responsible, so that's going to be, that was Rebbe's opinion, because we know that Rebbe held before that when you have a pit that you dig, it's nine tefachim deep, somebody else comes along and he adds one more tefach, so according to Rebbe, we said in that case, the halacha is that the last person is responsible when it comes to Misa, both of them are chayiv when it comes to Nezikin. So, wait a second, why are they both chayiv when it comes to Nezikin though? The answer is that it's possible to have partners in crime. It's possible to have two people contributing to a hezek. So similarly over here, the first person, he dug a pit that was comprised of a shir misa, right? A pit that's 10 tefachim deep is a pit in halacha is a killing pit. It's a pit that you're going to be liable for it when someone or something falls in and dies. But so over here as well, when you have the first person that digs a pit that's 10 tefachim, he dug a pit that's a shir misa. Then the second person comes, he contributes further to this misa pit. And then the third person comes and he contributes to the misa pit. They're all going to be responsible. But remember the chum hold that you always go after the last person. Whether you start with a nine tefach deep pit, and the last person comes and he contributes the final tefach of 10 tefachim, so we said that in that case, the last person is going to be chayiv, and therefore, because the Chum hold that it's the last person who's chayiv, the first person is pater, so same thing over here, the last person is going to be the one who's going to be responsible, and so the second brisa is going to be the opinion of the Chachamim. So Amar Zvid, Rav Zvid said no, Hava HaRabbanan, really this one and this one, both brises can be the opinion of the Chacham. Now wait a second, how can both brises be the opinion of the Chacham? I can understand the second brisa where he said that the last person is chayav. What about the first brisa though? Why is it that in the first brisa, the Chacham typically hold that the last person should be liable, but why is it that in the first brisa, all of them are liable? So Rav Zvid explains, Ad kan loka amir Rabbanan, up until this point, the Chacham say their opinion, they only say their opinion, that achron chayav, that the last person is going to be liable, Ela Hecha, only where the first person didn't make a shir mis, he didn't make a pit that was comprised of the necessary dimensions to result in death. But where the first person made a pit that was comprised of a shir misa, and then even the Chachamim would agree that all of them should be responsible. Okay, in other words, the way that we're going to understand it now is that when the drasha was ki yichra ish bar, that when one person will dig the pit, in other words, that we said, and we followed up with vehames yielo, that he's the person who is responsible for the misa, he's the person who's going to be going to be chayv to pay. So that's when we're dealing with a pit that starts off with 9, wasn't a shir misa, you turn it into a fatal pit, you turn it into a pit that can now kill. That's the case where the Chachamim are going to say that the last person, and only the last person, is liable. But if the first person created a pit that was a shir misa, and now you just further that shir, making it more a shir misa pit, then you're all going to be liable. Now, v'ha, siyid v'kiyid, the ka'avad kama shir misa, ugutani akron chayv. Well, wait a second. But I thought we said, though, that in the case, in the second brisa, where the first person digs a pit, that's a shir misa, second person comes along, he adds plasters, narrowing the cavity of the pit, but the first person also made it a shir misa over there. So why is it that we said that only the last person is responsible? Says the Gemara, Amri, so this is what they would tell you, Hasam shalo hayavo heva lemisa, uba acher vahosavo heva lemisa. Over there, the case is that the pit itself was very wide. And since it's true, it was 10 tvachim deep, but obviously not all widths are going to be pits, are going to be the right widths for pits to be chayev, right? If you have a pit that's, as we discussed before, if you have a pit that's 10 tvachim deep, but it's very, very, very wide, you don't have a concentration of hevel. And so by this person, when the second person comes along, he narrows the cavity of the pit, he is making it into a pit that has the necessary hevel to be a deadly pit. So Amri Hasam Shaloi Bahevel Lemisa originally starts off as a pit. It's true it was 10 tefachim deep, but there wasn't the concentration of hevel that could result in misa. Uba Ach, and then the second person comes, Vaosabo Hevel Lemisa, and he adds in the part of the pit, the aspect of the pit that allows for a concentration of hevel that could result in death. Igadami, although there's an alternative version of what Rav Zvid actually said. The first understanding is that we have this steer between the two brises. We suggest that one is Rebbe and one is Chacham, and Rav Zvid comes along and says, no, both are the opinion of the Chacham. Now, the alternative version is as follows. Amar Zvid, Havaha, Rebbe. Both brises are Rebbe's opinion. So, wait a second. I can understand that the first brisa would be Rebbe's opinion, because Rebbe holds that it's shaykh for there to be partners in crime, so to speak, that you have contributing efforts to create this hazard, and Rebbe said that when you have both people contributing to Nezikin, they can all be chayv. It's only when it comes to Misa that we said, well, we have to look at the person who created the actual Misa-oriented pit. But in this case, you have all of them created, because it started off as a 10 tevach pit from the first person, and then a 20 tevach pit, and the third. So, okay, so the first price makes a lot of sense that it's Rebbe's opinion. But what about the second price? In the second price, we said that only the last person is liable. So how is that going to make sense for Rebbe's opinion? So says the Gemara, Amar Zvid, Hava ha Rebbe, both are the opinion of Rebbe. This and this are both Rebbe's opinion. Hachtik tani kulin chayavin, this that we say that all of them are going to be liable, shaper. That makes a lot of sense. That's the first brisa. But hadetani achron chayav, this that we taught in the second brisa, that it's the last person and only the last person who's liable. Well, why is he liable and only him? Kigon shelo hayibah hevel lo lemisa v'lo lenizakin. For example, it's where originally there wasn't any hevel, not to result in death, not to result in damages. So you have a 10 tevach deep pit, that's true, but it wasn't capable. It wasn't a hazard in any way. It didn't have the necessary hevel to result in death or in nezikin. And then another person comes, he enables the pit. He facilitates the presence of hevel that could result in death or in nezikin. And that's why only the last person is going to be responsible in that case, according to Rebbe. Okay. So now, the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hiniach Evan al pi abar, v'yashlima la'asara. If a person puts a stone by the mouth of the pit, in other words, it doesn't cover up the pit, it means that he puts it by the edge of the pit, and by doing that, he now completes a cavity of 10 tefachim. In other words, let's say he starts off with a 9 tefach pit, and around the edge of the pit, he puts a stone, that now there's a cavity inside of ten tefachim. So what's going to be the halach in this case? So it says Rava, Banu l'machlokas Rebbe Rabbanan. So now that brings us, we come to a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chacham. That's a machlokas. According to the Chacham, the last person is going to be liable, both for the world of Nezikin and for the world of Misa. And Rebbe would tell you, no, for the world of Misa, you go after the last person, the person who puts the stone up. But for the world of Nezikin, they're both going to be responsible. So Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that pretty obvious? Why is it any different if I dig another tefach deep, adding on to the work that the first person digs? So Reuven digs 9 tefachim, Shimon digs one more tefach to make it a 10 tefach, but why does it make a difference if I dig down or if I add a tefach up on top? Isn't that obvious? So Zagmar says, no. What would you thought to say? When you're digging downwards, in other words, when Reuven digs the first 9 tefachim and Shimon adds and he digs one more tefach downwards, so yeah, it's havla didei kakatale. It's his hevel that he contributed by creating one more tefach of the pit's depth. That's what's resulting in the Misa. That's what's doing the killing. And that's why he's going to be responsible. Avalamala, but up above, when you're adding on the top tefach, the low avala dideka katal, it's not his hevel, that's not the hevel that he facilitated that's killing. Emelo, I would think not. In other words, you might have thought that when the animal falls in and is dying as a result of the toxic environment of the hevel in the pit, it's because of all the hevel down below. It's not because of the hevel up on top. And that's the chiddush that Rava is bringing out over here. Now, by Rava, Rava had the following question: Tam tefach v'silek avanav mahu. What happens if he blocks up a tefach, or he removes his stones? In other words, here you have a case where, for example, Reuven digs a pit that's 9 tefachim deep, and Shimon comes along and he digs one more tefach to make it a 10 tefach pit, and then afterwards he blocks up that final tefach. That's one possible case, or where Reuven makes a pit of 9 tefachim, and Shimon puts a stone around by the edge of the pit to create a cavity of 10 tefachim. And then afterwards, Shimon takes away the stone. What's the halacha now? What's the question? Mir minin, do we say, my da'aved shakle, that which he did, he took. In other words, Shimon contributed one tefach by digging one tefach in the pit, and he removed it. In other words, he blocked it up. And now whose responsibility is it? It's going to be Reuven's responsibility. It's Reuven's pit. Similarly, when Shimon adds a stone to the edge of the pit to create a cavity of 10 tefachim, so if he takes away that stone, well, now he removed himself from the case, and it's going to be Reuven's pit. So maybe that's it. And therefore, Reuven, the first person to actually dig the 9 tefachim of the pit, he's going to be responsible. Odomar, maybe nistalku ma'isarishon v'kamale kulurushuse. Maybe the first person's activity is removed. Reuven is out of the picture. It's true, Reuven dug the first 9 tefachim, but Shimon is ultimately the person who transformed it into a deadly pit by digging the final tefach. And therefore, once he digs the final tefach, or once he adds the stone by the edge of the pit, now the whole thing is considered to be in his reshus. It's his responsibility. And therefore, even if he pulls away the stone, or he blocks up the tefach that he contributed, at the end of the day, it's his pit, and therefore he's going to be responsible. What would he be responsible for? Well, he'd be responsible for Nezikin. So the Gemara says, Teku. So yeah, we don't know. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar Shmuel, or Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Marta. So Rabbi Barchana quotes from Rav Shmuel Bar Marta the following. Bar Shmona, Umehen Shnei Tefachim Mayim. If you have a pit that's 8 tefachim deep, but of the 8 tefachim, from them is 2 tefachim of water. So you have an 8 tefach deep pit. 2 of the tefachim is only water, which would mean then that you have a cavity of 6 tefachim of depth, and then 2 tefachim deep of water. So now what's the halacha in this case? He says, chayiv, you're going to be liable. Now wait a second, why are you responsible? My time, what's the reason? Called tefach demai, because every tefach of water, kitrei diabasha dami, is like 2 of dry. In other words, if we're dealing with the hevel of a pit, the hevel that's created by a pit, normally you need a 10 tefach deep dry pit in order for the pit to result in the hevel environment that's deadly. But when you have water present, 1 tefach's worth of water is like 2 tefachim's worth of yabasha. And therefore, when you have an 8 tefach pit, but 2 tefachim's worth of water, so the 2 tefachim's worth of water creates enough hevel that it's like you had, for each tefach of water, it's like 2 tefachim's worth of hevel. It's like the hevel created by 2 tefachim's worth of yabasha, of dry. And that's why. So when you have a pit that's 8 tefachim deep, that's really the same thing. When 2 of the tefachim are water, that's really the same thing as a 10 tefach deep water, because each tefach of water it contributes two tefachim's worth of hevel. Okay, now ibaylu. So now we have the following question: Bar tisha o mehen tevach echad ma'im. What happens if you have a pit that's nine tefachim deep, but of the nine tefachim only one tevach is water? So mahu, which means that you have an eight tevach cavity and one tevach worth of water. What's going to be the halach in this case? Now, you might have thought it should be pretty easy then, right? We just said a second ago, well, one tefach of water corresponds to two tefachim of dry, which would mean that this results, that this should be considered a share of a pit. So now, what's the halach here? Mi armin, and do we say, kivin do lana fishi maya les be havala, since you don't have a lot of water, there isn't the right amount of hevel. In other words, when you have two tefachim of water, like in the previous case, so that's where the water, the two tefachim of water, contribute significantly to the amount of hevel to say that for each tefach of water, it's like two tefach of yabasha. Odoma, but maybe you say, kivin the amik tfei is be'avala. Since it's deeper, right, you have nine tefachim's worth of depth, so maybe there's more hevel to account for the missing water. So that's one question. What about this? Bar shiva, omei ha-shlosha tefachim ma'im. Or if you have a pit of seven tefachim, and of the seven tefachim, three of them are water. What would be the halach in this case? Mahu. Mi armeinu, do we say, kivin d'nefishi ma'im, since you have a lot of water, tvei, even more than in the previous cases, is pe'avala. So tvei is pe'avala. You have a plenty of hevel. And therefore, even though you only have, let's see, in this case it would be four tefach cavity, three tefachim of water, so the four tefach cavity is you make up for that by all the water that you have. Odilma, kivin d'lo amka, since it's not very deep, less be'avala, you don't have the right amount of hevel to result in a ten tevach pits hevel. So teku. So we leave that as a teku. Now the Gemara. So what do we have so far? What we started with was a steer between the Braisa, two different Braisas. We thought one was Rebbe, one was the Chamim. The two Mahachim and Rav Zvid. Either Rav Zvid says that both Braisas are the opinion of the Chamim, or both Braisas are the opinion of Rebbe. Then we had Rava, who said that if you have a pit, if you put a stone at the edge of a pit, making it into ten, that's subject to the same machlokas we had between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rava had a question: what about if you contribute one tevach, either by digging the last tevach of the pit or by adding one tevach's worth of stone around the edge? So what's going to be the halach in that case if you pull away the stone that you contributed, or you fill up the tevach that you contributed? Is it going to be your pit and you're going to be responsible for a nezikin or not? And then we left that as a teiku. Then we had Rabbi Barchana's questions. We said if you have a pit that's eight tefachim deep, two of them are water, we say that you're liable because in this case, one tefach of water is like two tefach of yabasha. The question was, what about if you have a pit that's nine tefachim deep, one of which is water? Or what happens if you have a pit that's seven tefachim deep, and three of those tefachim is water? So we said left those cases as a teiku. So let's do one more part of the Gemara. Ba minei Rav Shizvi miRabba. Rav Shizvi asked the following question from Rabba. Hirchiva mahu. What happens if he widened it? In other words, Reuven digs a pit that's 10 tefachim deep, but then Shimon comes along and he widens the walls of the pit to make it a much wider diameter. So Amar lei hare miyit havala. So he responded to him. He said, what are you talking about? He minimizes the amount of hevel, right? The whole idea of a tentach pit is, assuming that there's a hevel issue, is that you created an environment of hevel. But if you widen the pit so much, then you don't end up with as concentrated of an area of hevel. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Adraba, to the contrary, Hare Kirav Hezekah, he brought Hezek close, he brought Nezikin close, he made it more likely for Nezikin to occur. How so? Because he made a greater hazard, he made a greater hole that the animal can fall into. So what's the halacha? Elam Ravashi, or rather Ravashi said, Nechzinan, so we're going to have to see, Iba Havala Mayis, Hare Mit Havala. If the animal dies as a result of the hevel, so then, good, so then the second person who widens the bit, he minimized the hevel so that he shouldn't be responsible. But if he dies, if the animal dies as a result of the impact by falling and smashing on the floor of the pit, well then you should be responsible because you created a wider a pit, a greater hazard. Although there is an alternative understanding, some have it like this, is Amar Ravashi, the Ravashi said, next thing now, let's take a look. If the animal fell on that side of the pit, which you contributed to, hare kirv hezekah. So you were part of the effort to make the hezek more likely. But if the animal fell on the other side that you didn't contribute to, hare miyat hezekah, then you hare miyat havala. Then you were might the hevel. Itmar, Now, there was a discussion among the Amoraim about the following. Borsha omka karachba. If you have a pit whose depth is like the width of the pit, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say, Mishmeid Rabbi Rabbi Chano, the Amr Mishmeid Rabbi Mani. Chad Amar one says, La'olam yeshba hevel. There's always going to be hevel. Achi he rachva yeshal omka. Until you have the width exceeding the depth of the pit. The Chad Amar one says, La'olam until you will never have hevel until you have a depth that's greater than the width. Okay, let's hold here.